Yo.
What's up, Danny Boy? What's up? And welcome, everybody, to another episode of Exotica TV's Happy Hours. I am your host, Jay. This is my buddy, Dan, co-host. And let me just say, I think we're holding this thing together with Band-Aids, Dan. It could all fall apart at any minute. It's a house of cards, but I'm willing to roll the dice.
Well, Jay, I hope it doesn't fall apart because we were scheduled to be here for the next hour or so.
So far, we've been able to make it at least 7 minutes uninterrupted on the internet.
John Beach is here, so yeah, it should be good or whatever. Yeah. So if John's here, he's our good luck charm, or maybe not. But hey, dude, good news, man. Good news coming out of Chicago.
Good news all
coming
around,
out
man.
Everywhere. You know what? I got my cootie shots.
See?
I'm good.
I'm so jealous.
You don't?
No. No, my first shot is hopefully next Monday, not this coming Monday, but next Monday. Then, of course, 21 days later. Then, of course, 7 days later. And then it'll be May 1st, and I'm going to go out and I'm going to lick everything.
Everything. Dude, I wouldn't do that. You live in Philly.
I don't care. At this point, it's a year worth of pent-up licking. So,
dude, like, what, now we're getting feedback.
Oh, it's
this is like a show from like 1973 because I got like the old school freaking things in. My headphone.
I
don't know if it's a wire on my headphones, and then I had another wire, but it didn't fucking fit. I don't know.
I told you, man. When it rains, it pours, man. It's gonna get ugly.
I'm scared to do the.
Hopefully,
big
it gets
later.
Stays pretty. That's the goal of this.
Pretty.
So, pretty. Yeah, and by the way, I'm excited. It was Chicago came out with news today that they're talking about bridging the gap between zone 4 and 5. It sounds like we're in like this post-apocalyptic like world, but
dude,
fingers
I'm just
crossed.
For the walkers.
They're ripping and rolling right now, and like I Chicago looks better and better every day. So. I got my fingers crossed, my toes crossed. I'm crossing everything.
Just don't cross your balls. That would hurt.
I think that's a medical thing. I think you have to go and like get that shit fixed. So
I think so too.
I'm not trying to do
but
that.
You know what, Jay?
What, Dan? What's that?
People don't come here to see us. Or maybe they do. I don't know.
Maybe they do. We got lots of fans, Dan.
We do. All 12 of you. And by the way, our fans, like down here underneath, let's see, I think it would be underneath my left arm. Nope. Right down here. I always get this backwards.
No, it's on the other side, dude.
Right there.
Yep. Hit us up on Venmo, man. Give us that sweet stimmy
money.
I want that stimmy money, man. Like,
we want your money. I got my stimulus check, by the way.
I did too. But I want yours.
Yeah, yours
I want,
is a lot
I want
bigger
other
than mine.
People's. I don't want mine. I do
yours
want mine.
Yours is bigger than mine. You get two kids, you get to claim. I only get
God
one.
Damn right. I'm thinking of having three or four more just for the next pandemic.
Well, I would have known that. You know, there's a town in Jersey, by the way, where they're doing a program. That whether you're employed or unemployed, they're giving each household $400 a month.
Well, I mean, they're about to do that with the child. Dude, listen, let's not get into this. They're about to do that with the child thing.
Fuck politics. Fuck all this shit. Let's get into warm and fuzzy things like our two guests.
I agree.
You know, so look, we have two lovely, lovely ladies here. Our first, and we're going to get her name right. Let's welcome to the show. Pasca Akashova and Latina powerhouse Kiki Clout.
Yeah.
Kiki Clout. Woo. I like the alliteration. What's up, ladies?
Hey.
I've never been so sure in my life that one of us is going to fuck up one of our guest names.
I got it, dude. I got it. Pasca. It's easy.
Okay. I can stick with the first name. The last name, she.
Akashova.
Yep. Nope. See?
Am I right, Pasca? Oh, can she hear me?
Is she still muted? She might be muted.
Yes. Kiki,
you might
be. There she is. There she is.
There you go.
Hallelujah.
Woo! All right.
So, ladies, thank you for joining us. Do you care to disclose your locations right now of where you guys are?
I'm in Los Angeles, California.
I'm going to say poolside.
Yes.
You're going to guess at that chat? You sure?
Either that or it's a hell of, it's a hell of a green screen.
And Pasca, where are you? Is it a secret?
She's deep in hiding.
Bedside in a guest bedroom, and of course, I currently have poolside. So
very
nice.
All right, well, it is the happy hour, so if you have your drinks,
cheers, everybody, dude. Cheers. I not only have a drink. Look at the size of this thing. This is like America through and through.
I got whiskey. Like, what do you have, Jay?
So you're gonna pick on me about this. I'm drinking a giant thing of sangria.
That's not that bad. Okay. What are you drinking, Casca?
Yes, should I ask what's in your glass?
Well, whose glass? Kiki? What are you drinking, Kiki?
She got like vitamin water.
Everyone's
vitamin water.
I'm trying to
like minimize my drinking right now.
Going hard.
Alright. Well, you know what? Yeah, I will drink for you and I will smoke for you.
Okay. Yeah. Dan's got you covered. Don't worry about it.
You know, Jay, the two of us, Jay used to be the degenerate.
And then quarantine
happened. And being stuck in a house with two fucking teenage kids.
You know what it was I got Dan to smoke weed and it just went all downhill for me.
Yeah, I always smoked weed. I know, but
in a more frequent time frame.
The frequency of it.
Man, it's crazy. So... So what's happening, guys? What are you up to these days? Kiki, are you traveling these days? Are you back out on the road? Are you hunkering down in your horrible bunker of a spot right there with the beautiful sun on you and all the water?
No, I'm traveling. I mean, I'm taking the bull by its horns. I'm not, like, it's been a year since everything's kind of really been, like, shut down, and I'm not going to let that slow me down. I mean, I get tested often. I take the precautions that I need to stay safe and keep others safe, and you know what? I'm going to keep going doing what I'm doing because it's working.
Hell yeah. How about you, Casca?
Nope, can she hear us?
She's got a delay. Okay.
Yeah, I think you're right. It is like what a night.
Oh, and she froze again.
I think she froze.
I did. Oh, no.
Where'd you go?
No.
We're good. Now, apparently, I did.
What about you, Dan? When's the last time that you got on an airplane? There she goes.
When was the last time I got an airplane?
This is going to be rough.
What was the last time I got an airplane? I'm trying to think. When we went to DC to check it out.
Okay.
And like, what was that, like December? I flew in and flew out the same day, I remember. Because being the great father of the year that I am, I wanted to get back for my daughter's first high school basketball game.
Oh, that's fire.
I know.
Dan, let me interpret. That fire means good for young people.
Yes.
I'm just making sure.
I got you, Boomer.
Kiki,
worry.
You
I
just
got
to understand. Dan is a little bit old, so like sometimes we have
Jay's
to like
very,
spoon
Jay's
feed
very
him
sus.
Stuff.
No. Jay doesn't understand stuff. Whatever you say, Boomer.
Oh my God, I'm picturing Dan at home at night playing Among Us on his phone. Like
1 second.
Yep.
You go ahead.
She's gonna text. She's gonna text in her answers.
Maybe this will work better.
We'll be good. No, that might work better
because this is literally horrible.
Here we go. I'm gonna drop her out there.
She's leaving.
I'm gonna add her on
here.
I think she's
back.
Going on her phone.
Yeah.
She's
no.
Let's see if that works.
I got her.
My phone's working fine.
Wait.
My computer's working fine. Just my headphones weren't.
Okay. Now I got her in too. Well.
All right. Well, this is gonna make for great listening on Spotify and iTunes. So we'll just keep talking here. So, Kiki, you're out in L.A. right now. You're filming, right, different scenes. And actually, your first Brazzers and your first anal scene just came out in one bathroom, full house.
Yep.
What does that mean?
That sounds riveting.
What exactly does that mean?
It was so much fun. I'm not going to lie. It was probably one of the if you were to imagine or like think of like the best way, like, cause obviously it's such an intense scene and like you have to mentally prepare for it, and especially doing it on camera and you've never done it before, it's even more pressuring. So to basically put yourself out there, I prepped for 2 days too. So to put yourself out there and like do that, and like my male talent was perfect for that scene. So everything just went smoothly, perfectly. The scene went great, came out great. Like I couldn't be any happier.
I don't think you want to say smoothly and it came out great when you're talking about one bathroom full house. Just saying, I don't know.
It was a little anally rough, but it's okay. It felt good.
That obviously sounds like a lot of preparation.
H.
What type of prep did I do?
Yeah, like...
Basically, I trained myself for 2 days. I watched what I ate, and I drank a bunch of Pedialyte, stayed hydrated, worked out. I had a gauging kit where I... Yeah, basically, it's like the fucking, like, Olympics. Like, I gauged myself.
The Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dan could do this all day long.
I could do this all day.
By the way, Casket keeps ringing in for a second and then ringing back. Oh.
Hey, do we have her? I have no idea.
We're close. There she is.
Wait, that looks better. Is that your phone, Casca?
Nope. Not her phone because she's on her phone.
Oh.
Yes. Oh,
see? It feels like.
She has multiple phones.
It feels like I'm trying to connect from Serbia. I literally have technology like Alienware and pods and I game and I have multiple PlayStations, but yet it's like I'm in Russia.
Dude, it's amazing.
Speaking of Russia and Serbia, that just leads me right into my thing. So I have this crazy ass fucking the wormhole that I fell into during fucking quarantine is my girlfriend got me watching fucking 90 Day Fiance.
Love that show.
Have you ever watched that shit?
Yes.
Either of you?
I like it.
You watch it too, Casca?
Can I plead the fifth?
Yeah. Yes, you can, and we know exactly what you mean.
All right, so Jay, and you guys jump in here if you know what I'm talking about. So there's the one girl that's from France on there with the fucking...
Can this be a drinking game?
Like, yes. It always is a drinking game.
Everything's a drinking game.
Yes. Every time that Dan mentions 90 Day Fiancé, we drink.
And every time Jay talks about his fascination with penises, we drink too. In which case, why we're all going to be raging alcoholics?
You're wrong, Dan. That's when you take shots
or anything flaccid.
There you go.
Anyway, so 90 Day Fiance. So there's the French girl, right? What's her name? I don't even know. With the fucking guy with the beard right now.
That's the hardest thing. I don't know any of these girls' names. Right. The one that just
had her go to fucking Mexico. And then she got detained, so she went back to fucking France. Now she just fucking went to Serbia, and now I think she's chickening out or whatever.
Dude.
She's pretty, but then I saw her father, who looks like one of the mole people or like a frog person or something. And now I can never look at her the same way. Anyway, that's my 90 day rant.
But that's...
thing is, it's not the father, it's the mother.
And which one?
Oh, about like how somebody looks or whatever.
Yes.
See, I don't trust that shit to begin with. They also say that like you get your hairline from your mother's father, and like my mother's father is bald, and at this point, I think
my mother's father had hair, so go fucking.
See, there you go, Dan. That's what makes us such good partners.
So does that count?
Yeah, because I guarantee he doesn't have hair anymore. No, it's so wrong.
Jay, that's very insensitive to say.
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. So, Casca. So,
last show, I'd have a way of doing that. Anyways, go ahead, Dan.
So, Casca, you said we were talking while you were connecting, reconnecting, about we were talking about Kiki doing she just got done doing her first anal scene. And that's something that your fans have been asking for, right? So you're considering it from what you were saying?
Well, I consider a lot of things. Okay.
I want to see, do you sit down with a notepad and draw out the pros and the cons, or is it just like a mental process?
You know, that's a very good question. A lady has to have her symptoms.
Okay.
She theorizes things, okay. Right? Really, sometimes it's about a career move. Yep. And what's best for you, because every performer is different. Everybody's body is different. And I think there's always a time and place in which to do so. And just because the fans ask for it, you know, I love you all.
but you want them to ask
again,
for it.
Of course. But again, there's a time and place. And sometimes if the opportunity strikes and it's the right time to do so, perhaps you should start preparing your anus in which to do it. I'm just throwing that out of it.
Just, you know, to make sure. Hedging your bet,
perhaps,
so to speak.
Yeah, perhaps.
Dan, what did you...
ask your friends.
Did you sit down and measure out a pro and con list before you did anal?
Like,
no, because
how to
you asked for it, so I gave you what you wanted.
Okay. See,
I could do this all day, Jay. All day.
Oh, so wait, did you help each other?
Oh yeah, no, I'm basically Dan's trainer. So, you know, I'm like the middle step, so like not the small guy, not the first guy and not the third guy, but I'm like the second guy. So,
you didn't go for large. You just went to small.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to play it average is what I'm going to do.
Costco, anybody who watches this show realizes first that if we were in a non-heterosexual relationship, that Jay would be the bottom. Number one.
Chance.
Number two. What everybody realizes is there's no way if either of us was, and not there's anything wrong with it, but if either one of us is gay, it would be Jay, because every show Jay talks about penises. Every show.
We do. We
and
talk
his fascination
about penises a lot.
With the shape, the aerodynamics of them.
Aerodynamics.
I love that.
Is it because of the mushroom head?
No, it's kind of it's.
Exactly. It's like a little helmet.
You know what? You know what it is. Is here we go.
I give Dan, you Mr. Phallic.
And I do this every time because Dan brings it up every time. And the conversation was talking about not just dicks in general. It was big dick energy, or not big dick energy, but like guys. Every guy, apparently, according to a guest that we had on a couple of weeks ago, said that every guy gives off dick energy. Like, it's not just big dick energy. It's like...
Oh, women do as well.
Right? Yeah. So, yeah. Like, and so then I got into the, oh my God, like something that guys don't actually think about. Like, what dick energy do, you know, do we give off? Do you give off? Do I give off? Like, you know? And so then the conversation went to that, which then turned into Dan's fascination of how much I like to talk about dicks.
No,
so,
because he is lying, ladies. He is lying. Because
it's all on tape. So
it started when we had a girl on. So you... You guys are both very active at OnlyFans, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Or do either of you guys take money for rating dicks on OnlyFans?
Yes.
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 This is how this all started, though. Jay wanted to get some of that action. Jay wanted to rate dicks.
No, that was not it. I was more amazed that guys like I. What it is I know that like as a dick owner myself, it really is less about
how. So you own dicks.
Not plural, just singular. Although I do have
a dick.
Yeah, a dick, single one dick.
Dicks at work for us.
Many things.
Got dicks over here, dicks over there. Like no.
Can I?
You want to come over?
Can I? Can I? Maybe. I mean, can I take a moment
so many
to
ways.
Acknowledge?
Yes.
Yes.
I just wanted to take a moment to acknowledge Albert Mariquin, who said "Kiki Clow" and blew me a kiss.
Where is he? Where
and then. I'm sorry. I see the comments.
No, that's cool. Like I got him up here. You got more. You got this Onslow.
Onslow. Hi, I'm good. I'm here chilling with Jay, Dan, and Casca.
Everybody's hey, gotten their first name right. We're going to pronounce the last name, and we're going to see how we do.
Casca. You can tell me to shut up at any fucking time because I'm already halfway done with my fucking whiskey and I'm probably high too. I just don't realize it yet.
Probably.
But my question is,
well, if I tell you to shut up, then you have to buy me a bottle of good whiskey and send it to me.
So peanut butter. Cool. Watch out.
Deal. Now this isn't peanut butter today. This is this is Crown I'm doing today. But anyway.
I don't like Crown.
Is Costco, is that your real name?
After all of her answers so far, you think that somehow that's going to be her real name?
No, but I'm trying to figure this out because it's like, I mean, is it, what is the meaning behind your stage name or, you know, your name?
It's part of my history. It's part of my ancestry. I'm Russian and Swedish mainly.
Okay.
I was about to ask, are you Russian?
I am. I'm Russian and Swedish.
That's lit. I love that. I love that. I have a lot of Russian friends.
Yeah, so I think a lot of that comes out not only in, you know, my genetics, but I think in my personality as well. So a lot of it has to do with my name.
And did you know
it's very that
Costco? Costco is a. Did you guys know that Costco is a multi award winner?
I want to.
She just won Hottest MILF at the 2021 ABN Awards, the fan award for that.
Okay.
She was named Best New Starlet in December.
It was nominated.
For the Fleshbot Awards.
Nominated.
Sorry. Nominated.
And yeah. Dan's giving you all. Dan's giving you all the awards. You just got
also nominated for Most Spectacular Boobs, Jay.
Yeah, she does.
Which is something you don't have.
Oh, I got them.
You don't own boobs.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you could own them.
I do. They're huge and they're beautiful. Yeah. Yes.
You know how
like in the winter times, like if you don't put cream on, which guys never do, your like legs itch or like, you know, you have like certain
nipple
like
cream?
No, like cream. Well, my apparently this
what, like
winter
cream?
Cream, you know, like
what's
moisturizer.
Cream?
Like moisturizer.
Cream to me is like heavy
like
cream.
Lotion. You know, whatever. Lotion. Cream, lotion,
it
whatever.
Puts the lotion on
my
skin.
For some reason, my nipples itched this year.
Yeah,
this winter.
That means you're going to come into great fortune.
I had to like put,
yeah,
I had to
put lotion. That's usually when your palms itch.
Oh.
That's the
maybe
old
just
saying
itch
that you're
them
coming
together.
Into money when your palms itch. So maybe if you rub your
So what does it mean if your nipples itch? If your palms
that
itch,
you're riding
about to
your
get
Peloton money. With a tight shirt too much.
That's exactly what
you're
I
probably wearing.
You're wearing
and cheap clothing and you should probably upgrade your clothes.
That sounds about right too.
Or the detergent's very bad.
Or he's wearing super tight nipple clamps.
You
so
got
which
me.
One, people? Is it A, B, or C?
Yeah, we're gonna...
I don't know if that would make your nipples itch, though. I think that would just cause like nerve ending damage.
But what if the nipple clamps cut his nipples a little bit and they're scabbed and they're itchy? Because
no, they weren't scabbed. They like they felt.
Then you,
they...
Then you pour lemon juice.
Ooh.
Lemon
juice. She's mean.
Okay.
Watch
hey, Jay,
out.
Wasn't your wife growing a lemon tree somewhere?
Dude,
no.
we have lemons. Like they started, really? They started coming out. They're like this big.
Mm-hmm. Then you bring the sensation back. That's how you know you're alive.
Look at those beautiful.
Look at that tree.
It's like a there's a lemon it's tree, like a lime tree, and a something else tree.
Costco's nipple healing cream, lemon juice, and mayonnaise.
Lemon juice.
Dude, speaking of 90 Day Fiance, I
put tartar sauce on them. That'll help.
What about the little guy with no neck that used to cover himself in mayonnaise? Big
Sweaty
Ed?
Sweaty Eddie?
No, Big Ed.
Sweaty Eddie.
Was it Ed? Yeah.
I call him Sweaty Eddie.
There's a gentleman. Isn't that Madonna?
He would cover himself in mayonnaise?
He had like a skin thing and he said that like, I mean, he looked fine. Like it wasn't like he had a skin thing that like, you know, it was like really noticeable or whatever, but he... yeah, apparently. And so he like slathers himself with mayonnaise like every week or whatever and...
I can't imagine like taking like a spatula and just.
He's got like the whole thing like to shave your back with like the stick and like the whole, yeah, it's. Not to mention the dude doesn't have a neck. He's got like another. I mean, 90
days. And he's about 4 feet tall.
It's yo. He must listen, poor guy Dan. How much does he make in like every cameo?
Not,
that he,
not much. I mean,
what was the
cameo
charge? Cameo
for my girlfriend's mother for her birthday.
And how much was it?
Show and she loved it. It was like $35.
Okay, that's
bucks
really
maybe.
Okay. So say, but even
no,
say that $50 and you do costume. And you do 50 a day or whatever because he's Big Ed from 90 Day Fiance. Like,
I don't
dude,
think he does that many.
So can you do a cameo of like a forklift, just like picking him up and like using him like a chicken tender and like dunking him into like honey mustard or mayo and then like,
it would take a little bit of arrangement. It would take a little bit. Oh, I like that to just get him all in the mayo.
Yeah.
We go like UK style instead of ketchup. You just dip them in the mayo.
I
fucking hate
like
mayonnaise.
I would pay to see that. Now that is worthy.
Let's see. So
I feel like mayonnaise is a straight American thing. Do they have mayonnaise outside of the United States? Like I guess they do
like
in the UK.
No, everywhere uses mayonnaise. Right? Ketchup's a commodity you can't really find in Europe as much.
But some people make their own sauce, like ketchup, mayo, salt and pepper. You know, they mix it.
I like it.
You can't find ketchup in Europe?
I like it.
Well, no, some places they put mayonnaise on fucking everything. I remember I went to fucking...
I would suffer.
I used to tour with bands, and the first time I went to Europe, they told me to bring ketchup with me.
Would you suffer more because it's mayonnaise, or would you suffer more because it didn't have ketchup?
I
just want ketchup. I like mayonnaise,
but... They don't have ketchup, and they put mayonnaise on
a fucking... I'm not a ketchup person.
Disgusting.
I'll never
forget, I love ketchup.
Man.
I love ketchup.
My first time in Europe.
I like tomatoes.
My first time in Europe, I was with this heavy metal band called Savatage, right? And we flew in, we went to England. The first time we're in England, it's my first time in Europe. I'm fucking going, fuck this. I'm not even sleeping. I just got drunk all day. Just drank all night because I figured I could sleep the next day on the bus at some point. And like pretty much killed myself in the bathtub because it was like super tiny and like fell. But anyway. That's a whole nother thing. So I didn't eat any food or whatever. Next day,
not like Jim Morrison ferry. Kill, like Dan Davis yeah. kill.
We take the ferry over to fucking from the White Cliffs of Dover over to Ghent, Belgium, and we're in Belgium. We check into the hotel. I'm like starving. I still haven't eaten or whatever, and I'm like, I'm gonna get something. And they just had the most disgusting fucking sandwiches, like sardine and roast beef sandwich.
Oh,
with mayonnaise, like shit like that.
That all over my body.
You know what? It's just the way that we eat in America is fucked up. Like, there's just, it's serious. No, I mean, the normal,
way that you guys eat is fucked up.
The normal, like, if you show outside of the United States, if you show, like, what it is going into either a grocery store or into a, like, normal kind of Applebee's style, like, American restaurant. It's ridiculous. You know what I mean? I'm not saying like you can go to like, you know, a nice like upscale place that is much different. But I'm saying like the average American restaurant terrifies people outside of this country because the portions are ridiculous. The food that we serve is ridiculous. It's just this piled on, you know, whatever. When I was in France, they eat lunch between 11 and 2. If you don't eat lunch out between 11 and 2, you wait until 7 o'clock because that's when dinner is. Like, there is no, like, oh, let's catch a quick lunch or, you know, quick late lunch or early breakfast or dinner or whatever. It's like, no, we're open for 3 hours for lunch and 3 hours for dinner and, like, we'll see you then. And everything is smaller portions and, like, you know, much more kind of less processed. And it is what it is.
But you know what's even more disgusting? Is going to fucking a restaurant in Chinatown with you and your family and watching what the fucking ends up on the table during dim sum.
It's not disgusting. It's just
chicken feet.
It's just not normal in your daily whatever. Like
what's the weirdest
cultures?
Yeah. No,
different cultures have different things.
Of course.
Kiki, what's the weirdest thing that you've ever eaten? And you can't say J-Mac. The
weirdest thing that I've ever eaten. Huh. Oh, I
J-Mac is lovely, by the way.
I love J-Mac. Shout out to J-Mac. Anyway, so the weirdest thing that my friends are like, ew, you're gross for, I love melted gummy bears. Like
melted?
In the microwave.
Like yeah, gooey? Like are they, the
gooey and warm.
Oh, no, you actually melt them on like, purpose?
Like, we're talking like warm, like 30 seconds, or we're talking like a full minute and a half?
No, like I throw them in there for like 7 to 10 seconds.
Okay, that's all not right. Really melted.
So
that's
they're warm. Like,
no, they're gooey. No, they're no. They're
do you eat it with
warm.
A spoon? Your
quick.
Fingers, like
they. You have to eat it quick.
What kinds of gummy bears are you eating? I get the ones from Germany.
I get
German gummy.
Like,
oh my god!
I get the ones from the dispensary.
The Herba Bear. So I'll put them in a bowl, and I like them, but I'll still put them in a bowl. And, like, for some reason, the gooey and the just in my mouth, I like it. And people are, like, turned off by it. Like, I like slimy. I'll eat oysters, like, raw. I like slimy.
I like oysters. Okay, we'll have to go out. Yeah.
Pasca,
like it
I'm with it.
Pasca, what's the craziest thing that you've ever eaten?
I have eaten chicken hearts. And no, I don't do sacrifices or anything weird.
First I kill the chicken, then I eat his heart.
Right? It's not like I drink the blood of my enemies. I just...
often.
Know.
Tell me yeah, how... You know, I, okay, so when I lived in Philly, I ordered pho, and pho was normal there. I ordered pho here in L.A., and freaking... Yeah. Oh, my God. It came with tripe. I was like, ew, what is this?
Dude, wait a second. First of all, Kiki, you were in Philly?
I used to live in the Northeast. I'm not from there, though.
Okay, right on. I'm in the South Philly, so I know where you're saying.
And by King of Prussia?
I'm like Penn's. I'm Pennsport, so like down the base of like Walt Whitman, Ben
this?
Franklin.
You heard
no, but it has to do with Philly. Also has a food scene that is like unlike. I mean, yeah,
every
there's New York.
Has a food theme.
No, but Philly opens more
Philly
restaurants
does.
Ever. It's crazy. Like, we have so much food
too.
Here. New York City is obviously the mecca of what it is. Like, that,
food,
you know,
yeah.
You know, nothing beats New York.
There.
But, like, in Philadelphia, at least, like, they have, only in Philly will you go to, like, this little neighborhood, Fishtown, that's kind of, you know, whatever, and they have
yeah,
a Lebanese
sure.
a Lebanese restaurant. That's seating like 400 people, you know, and you're like, who's going out to Lebanese? And you can't get a reservation there for like a month, 2 months. Like, It's wild. And, you know, there's just so many places that have, you know, it's just...
Because there's nothing else to do up there but eat.
Eat. It's totally true. You're 100% true.
Delectable, too. I've been really enjoying Peruvian
food.
Oh, Peruvian. Yes, girl. Ceviche. Oh, my right? God. Yes, thank you. That's my favorite. I went to Colombia. All I ate was ceviche. That's all I ate.
Okay, we will have to have some.
Girl, I love seafood. You speak in my language.
You ever have Ethiopian food?
I've had Ethiopian food. It's been a very long
Ethiopian
time.
Ethiopian food is interesting.
Dude,
I've never.
But a lot of
time
you have to eat it differently.
Yes. What's the like bread that you get?
It's kind
really
of like Indian food, like the naan.
Yeah, it's like a thin naan. That's what it is.
I don't like Indian food.
See, I could eat that shit too.
I don't like it.
You know what's funny? I didn't eat anything other than like cheeseburgers and like and pizza when I was a kid or like growing
turkey
up.
Turkey clubs. You like the turkey
club? I married a Chinese girl, and like my whole world opened up. Like she is an amazing chef. She eats the craziest food. She'll eat anything. Like my son will eat chicken feet, and like yeah, it's a wild scene. But it's awesome because I, you know, have my eyes open to it. So
that shit's fire though, because you have culture in your family.
Well, now I do. I had to kind of
that
marry.
Means it's hot and cool, Jay.
I had to kind of marry into it. Yeah, I had to kind of marry into it because
fire.
Mine
that
was not.
I enjoy cooking. Like, I've made Japanese curry because I love certain Asian cuisines, like Thai and Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
That's Jay can't my
cook. I can't cook a fucking... No, it's mainly because
his wife
I don't really
try. He takes his kids to Wawa for fucking dinner. To a fucking panini store.
Oh, like, dude, I'm not afraid.
No.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, you guys want two strips
of pizza
again?
In 7-Eleven that's been sitting there.
No. I would never do that. Like, if you're gonna get pizza, there's plenty of good pizza places to get it from. You don't need to go to 7-Eleven.
That's the thing.
But
we're
like,
doing there's
this pizza place in Philly I will swear by, and it's called like Roma something.
Right?
I know what you're talking about. Well, it's funny because Costco is in Philadelphia. There's Cash's when I first saw your name, and I was like, oh, and Cash's Pizza is like the famous pizza place around here where they do the, they like put cheese underneath it and then the sauce on the top. And like, it's the Dan, you know what that is. What's that called? Yeah.
That sounds good.
A grandma pie.
I wish I wasn't on a diet.
I know. Sorry. We're over here like drinking, smoking weed and talking about food. So Kiki,
it's like, you know,
you're
what?
Doing good.
I will go through lactose and gluten intolerance one day just to have a premium slice of pie.
Yeah.
I will do it.
Yo, that's
so
where
good.
And here's where my plug for Exotica Chicago comes in, because deep dish pizza was, I am dying. For a piece
what the
of
fuck is Detroit
pizza.
Pizza right now? Do you see all about the Detroit pizza?
You don't like it?
I don't know.
I love. It's not the same as normal pizza. Don't get me wrong.
Like
it's not
pizza.
One
it's
versus
a casserole.
The other. Yeah, it's literally.
Yeah,
it's
the
much.
Crunchiness.
Yeah, I don't know.
I've told this story before. Our very first time in Chicago when we were doing Exotica, we ordered pizzas and stuff for like the whole staff, and one day we ordered. You know, deep dish pizzas, but they were pizzas. So we're like, all right, we need 11 of them, you know, or whatever it was or whatever. And the guy's like, that'll be $1,200, you know, whatever it was. Like once our order went in, we're like, wait, what? And anyways, it shows up and literally like, you don't realize that like a Chicago deep dish pizza weighs 5 times what a normal pizza weighs. Like it is just
like, kind of like a tuna can thing.
Dude, it's crazy. And so we had to
it's
bring
like this thick.
There were like multiple gophers that had to go down and like lugging up like these giant boxes of $1,000 worth of pizza.
Well, this is the thing. So Jay, when we do the shows, when we do the Exotica shows, right? And you know, hopefully you guys will come this year when we do them and we're slated 100%. To Chicago in July,
I'll
right?
Be
there. So
yes,
so,
oh,
so Jay and I we get into the battle, yeah. July 5th.
Hopefully.
We're
still crossing our fingers on that one, but yes.
But
I'll cross my fingers, my tits. I don't know what else to cross my eyes.
Jay's got his balls. He's got his balls twisted. So anyway, Jay and I get into the battle. Like, all right, we'll get the, you know, let's do the pizza. But let's do something else one of the days or one of the meals. and we'll get into a fight. And then Jay will want, like, what is it, Giordano's, right?
The deep dish
pizza place. And then I want Portillo's, which is the fucking the Italian roast beefs, the sandwiches. And we'll get into the battle there. So Jay usually gets two of his. Detroit style was something invented, I believe, by Pizza Hut.
Really?
I think so. I don't fucking know. Or Dom.
It was a big
Oh my god. If you guys ever go to Florida, there's this place called Louis Bossy's. And it's in Fort Lauderdale. There's one in Boca. One in Boca, Fort Lauderdale, and I think like Del Rey or maybe West Palm Beach. But anyways, oh my god, like I fucking hate pizza in Florida. Like, now that I don't eat pizza anywhere else but here at this place. Like, I'm very picky with my pizza, especially after I've had like Philly pizza and New York City pizza. Like, I'm very picky. And
there's a cheesesteak place down there too that does the same thing. They fly in like the Amoroso rolls and like
it stinks like weed down here.
Oh, Dan, it's legal in Jersey, Dan. You're good to go.
No, but
just tell your kid that.
I just don't want it like stinking, you know, my whole basement stinking.
I know.
My dog just came.
Eat some beans.
My dog's here.
Eat some beans.
Eat some beans?
And part.
I saw
Kiki understood.
Dad. Okay. The neighbors are smoking weed again. I can smell it outside.
Dude.
I'm like, yes, it's outside. Like, you're absolutely right.
That was just a bad diet plan.
We haven't seen them for a while, Dan, but remember the bong guys outside my window?
Yes.
We'd my neighbors on the back side of me would come out their window and take bong rips on the roof. And like I'm up on the third floor and they're like, that's their rooftop. So they think they're like hiding up there. Meanwhile, my kids like are running like missions to like spy on the like neighborhood kids smoking bong hits on the top floor of the house net behind me. Welcome to Philadelphia.
Why do
baby.
I hear like Mission Impossible music?
Oh, it's definitely, it's, yeah. All right, Dan, so what do you say? You want to try out one of the new segments that we got?
Should we do that right now? Lightning round?
Yeah, sure, we'll do it. You ready? You want? Let's try this.
We're going to do this. This is going to be fun, guys. You're going to love this shit.
It's the ride the lightning round.
All right, so each of you, we're going to go back and forth. You got to answer this like quick, no thinking, just first thing that comes out, quick answers. You ready?
Okay.
First question. Costco.
Who's
first? Wait. We're going to start
with Costco. Costco first. Here we go.
What would be better, making anything disappear or making any kind of food appear?
Anything disappear?
Or any kind of food
I
appear?
I like food.
So food. Kiki, if your family heard you were arrested, what would they assume it was for?
Public nudity!
That's the right answer. That is the right answer.
Posca, would you rather be a weak superhero or a powerful supervillain?
Powerful supervillain.
Kiki, what breakfast cereal mascot would you want to party with?
Tony the Tiger.
Oh, really?
Jay, what food would you consider your mortal enemy?
Peanut butter Oreos.
Really? Those are delicious.
I know. And they're my fucking enemy. No, I could eat an entire package of those things in one sitting. So, like,
I was chowing down.
That makes them my enemy. Yes.
I had the munchies earlier. I had the tag along fucking Girl Scout cookies.
No. No, well, I mean, don't get me wrong. I can eat packs of Girl Scout cookies too, but the peanut butter, I get to the
Samoa
dipping and the whatever. Oh my god, I can't deal with it.
Oh my god.
No, they're evil.
All right, Koska, what would be the worst thing to put in a pinata?
A person.
That's a good one.
Kiki, if you could punish someone with a mildly annoying curse, what would it be?
You can't talk.
Jay, if you could shapeshift, what form would you take and what would you do first?
I'd bird and go cruise around. I mean, like, flying is definitely the thing.
Costco, if you were a cake, what kind of cake would you be?
Ooh.
A cake.
What kind of cake?
a birthday cake, like one of those big, huge ones that people could pop out of. Like, I had hopefully something sexy with, like, nothing on, like, you know, Marilyn Monroe used to. But, hey.
Kiki.
Fuck yeah. I feel like those sexy bitches.
Kiki, what's your favorite use for a potato?
Use for a potato? French
what's your
fries.
Favorite?
Making French fries.
Jay, what's the least useful thing your parents taught you? And this is fun because I know your parents.
Don't do drugs.
They taught you to not do drugs?
I mean, that was what they stuck with until I was 18.
I smoked hella pot.
Yeah, that was...
Now, his mom's not allowed to smoke pot with us anymore.
Yeah, she's kind of passed out the last couple of times she has, so...
We were smoking pot one night after the show, and we're hanging out in one of our rooms or whatever, and everybody's just chilling out at the end of the night and smoking some weed or whatever. And then the next day we go to the show or whatever, and like Jenna Hayes, I don't know if you know who Jenna Hayes was or is, like a former star.
Big,
she's
big
there,
name.
Like,
I was about to say,
yeah.
So familiar.
Yeah.
Sure. We're just talking, whatever, and she's like, Dan, fuck Jay's mom. Because I was telling somebody I got high with Jay's mom, and he's like,
you somehow the line of telephone went from getting high with Jay's mom to banging Jay's mom.
Banging Jay's mom.
Stacey's mom has got it going on. Yeah.
That guy died, man. He died during COVID, in the beginning of COVID.
Oh, the Stacey's mom guy?
Yeah, they're actually from, like, not far from where I live. But anyway. Casca, what song, if played right now, would you get up and go dancing or sing along to?
What is it? About singing too, but dancing, maybe that Flame song. I have to find who sings it, but it's on my playlist.
What song?
Hold on, I can find it right now. Just find it. Just find it right now.
Kiki, what's the craziest thing you've ever done to get a crush to notice you?
Oh my god. Shit. Got my titties done.
Wait, for real? That's pretty huge.
Sure. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, of course, because I did not like myself when I was flat chested, and I know guys notice me now for sure.
It makes a big difference.
I'm sorry, that's pretty awesome. But I mean, I like titties.
Jay, what fictional character? Moving on from titties, Jay, what fictional character?
Why are we moving on from titties?
Jungle Boy Flames. There you go.
Okay, there you go.
Jay, Jungle what Boy fictional Flames. Character makes you rant the hardest?
Fictional character. Pick anything from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Because I was so angry with the last way, with the way that that series.
Hey, you're not
you know what? Maybe Dexter? I don't know. Anyway, sorry. Go ahead.
Casca, what's the dumbest pickup line you've ever heard?
Oh, God. Okay, this is not really a pickup line, but someone literally came up to me and he was like, oh, I really like your nails. And I was like, what the fuck? That's the shit you look at, my fucking nails? You just like, get the fuck out of here.
And then last but not least, we're going to wrap it up. Ready, Kiki? If you were a guy, how would you serenade a girl?
With money. Because I know that's what women
ladies and gentlemen, another correct answer. Here we go. Nice job, ladies.
Nice job. CJ, you thought this was going to suck, and I thought it was a lot
that
of
was,
fun.
No, that was... That was
I actually liked that one. That was
fun.
Very intuitive.
If nothing else, despite like everybody having audio problems, pixelating, lagging behind...
No, everybody came together.
Nonsensical shit and penises.
But you know what? That was kind of like
you guys are having somewhat fun, right?
Anticipation.
Like, so when you first came on this, right, didn't you think that this was going to be fucking horrible? I know, I did.
It was like that 70s show.
I've been thinking that since March 2020.
Look at it. Normally I have better headphones. This is the ones that came with my fucking iPhone fucking whatever number.
I
have AirPods too, but they're dead. I got a fucking my laptop isn't fucking doing shit. My life is falling apart.
Literally anything.
This is good.
You know, I said at the beginning of the show that we were just holding this together, like this show together by Band-Aids. But at this point, we're just kind of holding everything together by Band-Aids. We're just like waiting.
I hope
they're
good Band-Aids.
I think they
I'm
are.
Trying to figure
but,
out what bill I'm going to pay with my stimulus check.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
Mine.
Probably the mortgage.
Yeah. Oh. Sorry, Kiki. This well is run dry. I got
a fucking kid in college.
We're going on like
daughter about to get a fucking driver's license.
And literally going on 15 months of like no shows, not doing an event, you know? So like, damn. This is the weirdest thing. This
That's
it's
insane.
It's been, yeah. We started Exotica 15 years ago. 15. Really? Think about that. And like, this is the first year, or well, 2020 is the first year that I hadn't done it. This is the 2020 was the first show that I, or a year that I hadn't done a show since I was 22 years old.
So you're like 80,
right? So, and now that's I'm like 112. Crazy. So like,
I was about
like,
to say, you guys
I'm 137.
You look amazing. Yeah. You look so good.
Fact, I'd start, Dan came on what, year two?
Year two.
I started it in 2006. I was 25 or six, something like that.
That's wild. That's why the one in New Jersey is so big, because you're over that way.
Well, it's So we're based out of Jersey, and Jersey's been the last show of the year for the last 12 years or whatever.
Oh, now you're saying we're based out of Jersey. He usually makes fun of Jersey, except when it comes to filling his wallet.
I do. It's true. But no, we always end with Jersey every year. It's kind of like our homecoming or whatever. And
maybe that's why your nipples are itching, because Jersey's going to happen this year.
Ooh, I could maybe that was just the day that we found out that we thought that Jersey was going to happen. Anyways,
I'm very concerned about you and your nipples. You should get that checked out.
So next week's episode, Dan will be saying that over talk about nipples versus penises.
No, I won't. Penises, he just brought that up.
I can send you some good nipple cream. That's
the
weird thing.
I'm gonna send you
that.
Use the organic recipes.
I use coconut oil. I'm good. No.
Everybody out there, please feel free to slide into Jay's DMs with your fucking nipple remedies.
Yeah, that's it. Just tweet them at me.
Yes.
At Dan Davis.
Dr. Perky's nipple cream.
Include lemon juice. And salt.
Oh my god.
Oh my god, Jay.
And we're holding it together pretty well, Dan.
We were doing great.
I know, until you got off. My wife is going to kill me because this is how much is left in this bottle, and she thinks that we were splitting it. So
what's your drink of choice?
Oh no,
we got more bottles.
Still, Japanese whiskey.
You ordered Japanese whiskey.
You know what?
Yes.
I think I've heard that Japanese whiskey is like legit. Like they
yummy.
Really get into it.
I've had sake, but did you ever have soju?
Oh,
soju
is like soju,
Korean. Yeah.
That dude, shit's fucking.
You know what? I trash on LA a lot, but Koreatown in LA is one of the greatest fucking places in the
cool.
world.
It's
isn't
so cute.
It?
Oh my god, it's mad cute. I went there one time, and the first time that I've been there, I was like, yo, this shit is cool.
It is. It's.
By the way, Jay, mad cute means very cute, boomer.
All right. Dan says this like he's not like a generation older than me. So like
that's fucking.
It's like, wait, hold on. Hey, Siri, what does mad
mean? Sumer, what does radical mean?
Totally tubular.
Siri.
Oh, there you go.
Huh? See?
He'll be like one of those people in the background, like,
you're
hey,
welcome.
Siri.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Siri.
Thank you. You're welcome. Thank you, Siri.
I like
look at the size of this comment.
He's making sure. One from Twitter, but I got a new Twitter, Drippy. Which is just JU1 Drippy. Kiki Clout, so don't DM me. Wait, where'd it go? Bring it back.
Sorry, I'll bring it back. Here we go.
Something about DM.
Have a nice
day,
Kiki Clout. Yep.
So don't DM him there.
He's
DM him there.
I have a feeling.
Everybody,
he is
everybody,
dripping.
You guys can feel
Hopefully
free to slide
in
into
ice.
Fucking Drippy's DMs.
Maybe he can take us both out to dinner.
John Beach posed a good question, and I know I'm planning on it probably today. Has anybody here seen the new Justice League?
That might be my
time.
Done
that.
Did you saw it?
All flowers.
Was it good? Was it better than the other one?
You know what? It was.
And Justice by the way, only terrible. Answer if the answer is yes.
It was definitely better than the actual. Okay.
That's kind of listen after the fucking mess
Jay,
that was Wonder Woman. Like, I'm not expecting anything.
Oh, I didn't watch everybody hated that movie. My mom said it sucked, and I rented it for her. I didn't watch. I watched, like, the first 10 minutes. I fell asleep.
Luckily, it has Gal Gadot on screen for the whole thing, which makes it, like, already an 8 out of 10. But, like, the rest of it was garbage.
If they start making it about political crap, I'm not going to watch that shit. Keep it to the comic reality days.
Well, and it was
into comics. I'm into anime. I'm into manga. Don't start changing characters and doing that bullshit.
And if you were actually into, like, the real story of Wonder Woman and whatever, like, it didn't jive.
You've watched, we've been in, you know, quarantine and watching God knows what.
Oh, I've seen a lot of horrible things. Did we not mention Wayne's Day Fiance?
Wonder Woman or fucking Justice League.
Yeah, but you expect, the difference is like, the bar is different for those kind of movies. Like, it's one thing if, like, I'm watching, like, fucking Cops on, like, whatever at 11 o'clock at night, like, trying to, like, turn my brain off.
What was that, Live PD? They took Live PD off.
It's another thing to, like, okay, Justice League. Like, dude, it's fucking Justice League. Think about, like, what all of those other movies collectively have been leading up to this. So, like, you would think that this would be the crescendo.
I don't think I've watched a bad fucking superhero movie, though. That was like
unwatched. Wonder Woman was pretty bad.
Oh, come on.
Shazam was
pretty
fucking bad.
The last few Star Wars movies, those was an abomination.
Agree.
I don't care for any Star Wars movies.
What's the worst thing that you guys have watched in the pandemic?
The worst.
I won't even watch the last couple of Star Wars or the new Wonder Woman because I knew what they're about. I just watch
a lot of subpar shit because I've seen everything at this point. So it's kind of like,
I'll just masturbate.
Yeah, I do that too. I can do them both at the same time.
True, me too.
Masturbating to 90 Day Fiance.
I'll just dip my dildo in some whiskey. I don't know.
Well, you know what?
Dildo dipper.
This has been a lot of fun, but the one thing we want to say about the happy hour-ish is it's a time to get to make new friends. So we're glad we met you guys and made new friends with you guys.
Yes.
The other thing is that we also want to be therapeutic for people, and we want to give this a chance for people to get shit off their chest. Yes. So we created a little time called the Big Fuck You.
Oh, yay!
By the way, I call last because I haven't thought of mine yet.
All right.
Oh, okay.
Mine comes with... it could be something that just annoyed the fuck out of you for the last week. Or, you know, forever for you guys. But for us, you know, we go week by week because we do this every week. But you know what my thing is that I'm getting frustrated because there's this one website I have to log into a bunch of times for something. And it's got a fucking CAPTCHA code on it. You ever see the CAPTCHA codes? Click all the boxes with it.
That's annoying.
Or they... Click all the boxes with a fucking street sign. Look at that fucking abomination. So what would you count as a street sign? What do they count as a street sign in there? I don't fucking read Chinese.
Every single one.
Just the three. Those three. Arrow down.
Click on the ones with the traffic lights, right? And, you know, there's a little tiny piece of a fucking traffic light in this one box or whatever. Do I click that box?
That's when you hit, like...
Next. Like, I don't care.
It comes up with the fucking fire hydrant. Like, you click all the.
I had the crosswalk. Issues. Can you hit like the audible?
Fucking CAPTCHA shit.
It's ridiculous. Just,
by the way,
ask me if I'm a robot or not. That's good enough for me.
They are annoying, but you know when they are the most annoying? When you're trying to buy concert tickets. When you go to buy concert tickets, and if it's because they go on sale at like 10 o'clock in the morning or whatever, and you go to log in and like get, you know, and there's like a trillion other people trying to get in. Dude, and then it gets to that and they're like, oh, show me the crosswalk.
At this point, I would rather give them my social security number and my firstborn
than
fucking have to click on one more goddamn crosswalk or a bus.
I'd give them both kids.
Is this a motorcycle, a moped, or a fucking bike?
I don't fucking
know. Take them all.
So, fuck you, CAPTCHA, or recapture, whatever the fuck your name is.
CAPTCHA.
I agree.
CAPTCHA.
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it sucks. See, I can't even their name's fucking horrible to fucking do.
It is horrible. I'm sure it's an acronym.
CAPTCHA.
All right.
Anyway, that's my big fuck you. Kiki, you got a big fuck you this week?
Honestly, yeah, it pisses me the fuck off for the fact that, like you said, like, the Exotica shows, like, I literally went to the Miami one and had the best fucking time of my life. But, yeah, you know, obviously, because, like all these little events, like, you can't do, like, you can't meet your fans, like, all the social distancing, like, fuck social distancing.
Fuck social distancing. Nobody has actually said that yet, and
I'm so over it.
Dude, I'm about to get, once I'm vaccinated, like I said in the beginning of the show, I am going to go out. I'm going to rub myself on the public park bench. I'm going to I might get arrested. Like, it's going to get crazy because I'm just
like socializing and meeting new people, and you can't do that. And I fucking, like, if I want to find some dick, I hate going online. I don't like Tinder. I don't like swiping right. I like meeting people in public, in person. So
good for you. Good answer. Yeah.
Thank God. I agree. Thank God I'm post Tinder.
My God. I thank every day that's a thing.
There was never a thing when I was dating. So it's a beautiful thing.
You did the online thing, though. I never even had to do that.
I did do the online thing. I mean, and I got so, and each date got worse and worse and worse. Like, after my divorce, I, you know, dated online. And it's like, okay, you know, this one, it was just
looking for 18 through 75 breathing.
It's better.
It was horrible. It's like, oh, let's meet for dinner. Then, like, oh, let's meet for drinks. Let's meet for fucking lunch. Let's meet for fucking coffee. Let's just wave at each other in a fucking car and drive by. And if you're not a fucking freaking nature. It was horrible. I canceled it. I just got off of it. I said, I can't even fucking do this anymore. And like a week later, I fucking met my girlfriend. 9.5 years later.
Canceled canceled his Just Farmers account. Yay. And he moved on.
No, we are farmers.
No, anyway. there's like a farmer's dating website, right? Okay. Is it like
farmers only?
Farmers only.
There's one for everything. There's dating for everything, I'm sure.
Ready for mine, Dan. You want?
Well, no. Wait, okay. Costco didn't go yet.
Never mind.
Costco, who do you want to send a big fuck you to?
Just censorship. I'm so over this whole crazy shit with social media, where everything now is like offensive, where things used to be, you can't be comical anymore, you can't say what you want to say, and everything gets censored. Bad. The smallest thing, where you're like, it's insane whether you're on whatever platform, everything is censored.
The fact that you guys still are on Instagram, I'm amazed.
Fuck you to censorship, and fuck
knock
you
on wood,
to everything being offensive. Fuck that shit.
Nice job.
No, that's fucking crazy. I was raised multiculturally, where shit happens, and if you get offended, they'd be like, fuck you. Get over.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
They cancel Pepe Le Fucking Pew.
Fuck you!
But did
fuck
anybody
you,
see
fuck you.
Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion do fucking
culture.
On the Grammys?
I'm sorry. Fuck that shit too, because I love a lot of things and everything, you just get over it.
Even
Dr. Seuss and Pepe Le Pew. What is this bullshit?
I agree.
Cardi B doing fucking wet ass pussy on fucking primetime during the Grammys.
Yeah, but you know what? She had the right answer. But it's not. And by the way, it's not primetime. It's 10:30 at night or whatever it is. And her response was, "Fuck you! I'm not raising your kids. Like, this is your kids
exactly.
are not. I'm not making
Dude,
kids
I'm
music.
Fine with that.
Yeah, like that's.
I'm not criticizing her. I'm criticizing the network.
Yeah, it's the response was crazy. It's.
She's not a role model for children.
And again, if you have a problem with that Dr. Seuss book, don't buy the Dr. Seuss book. If you don't like Exotica, don't get a ticket to Exotica.
To buy
like, it's
Dr.
just not a book.
Exactly.
You know.
You should be people of their own discretion.
Well, they're going to be worth something.
Oh,
Why do you think I tried to buy them, Jay? Because I wanted to read them again?
No, I don't know. Maybe.
I bought some.
Did Jay, you? Who would you like?
All right, so my big fuck you. I'm going to reach back into the vault a little bit on this one. And it's one that I actually never did, Dan, because it was more pertinent a couple of weeks ago. But over the last couple of weeks, I've been rebuilding my life because of, in Philadelphia, we have basically dudes in the middle of the night come and check and make sure that you always lock your car door. And if you don't lock your car door, they open them up and they'll take whatever change or whatever
you
shit you
right.
have. Your son? No, I didn't.
Yep.
Your sunglasses? No,
that's
I didn't.
Crazy.
No, and so
it's bad in Philly.
It basically one night, you know, like I always I don't drive a car that like I worry about. B, I don't keep anything in the car. No, I didn't. And so I usually keep it empty. And if it happens, like, and I forget to lock it, whatever. I left my computer backpack in the car and they grabbed all my butt plug collection. No, luckily my laptop was actually in the house, but they took my backpack. And now that I'm saying this, Dan, I think I might have said this before. Anyways,
dude, I'm telling you, you did.
Maybe I was too drunk at the end of the show.
You know what, fuck you to whatever they took today.
Fuck you to the car thieves or to the backpack thieves that came through South Philadelphia and took my shit. That's
I'm second thought. I was saying Italian muffin noodle.
There you go. It's, yeah. So I think I do remember now. Usually I'm pretty drunk by the end of the show. This time I'm a little more sober. So now it starts to dawn on me that I might have. You know what? Fuck those guys twice is basically what I'm trying to say.
You know what, ladies?
Not in a good way.
Everybody, you know, Jay was a little bit down in the dumps before we came on the air today. He's like, you know, Dan, the happy hour-ish, I'm just like over it. It's not as fun anymore. It's not good. Jay, don't you feel better now? 2 weeks in a row, great shows.
Right? He has no idea what he's talking about. Although I will say about 5 minutes into this show, I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? But we all came back strong. It was we're impressed. Yeah.
Now you found meaning and purpose.
See?
This is you don't have to second most fun I've we are this is second therapy. Most fun I had this week.
What
yeah. First? You can be therapists.
I'm excited to see all of you guys at Exotica. It's been fun to really meet new people and do all of this stuff. And like, you know, we've met a lot of new people doing this show. And I can't wait for the moment when we can be actually in one place and actually get to see you guys and meet you. And all the people that have been watching these shows and stuff get to kind of come out and show the love too. So I'm stoked on it.
You're my first.
I love the networking.
Yeah. Well, it's weird, man. When we first started, we were like, maybe someday AVN will recognize us. Now we're like, okay. You know, like, we're the other guys. You know, like, it's just so different from what it, you know, ever used
AVN
to be.
AVN wants to be
us. Fire.
By the way, Jay, you didn't ask me what the first most fun I had this week was.
I think I know what it is. It was the masturbating to that TLC show, 90 Day Fiancé. Oh, no?
No, it was
something
not.
Else?
It was creating a grilled cheese menu.
Dude, I watched.
How many grilled cheeses can you possibly
a have? Lot.
Oh, you have. Would you like to hear my grilled cheeses I came up with?
Go for it. But only if you Ready? Can do it within like 5 seconds.
Yeah, go for it.
Go.
The Italian stallion, which is mozz, provolone, pepperoni with a little splash of marinara on sourdough.
This is for you, Kiki. Nothing you can eat.
Southern pig out, cheddar with barbecue pulled pork.
I mean, I could eat either.
So going back to the like Monterey Jack, turkey, avocado, tomato. Where's the beef, Jay? Cheddar with roast beef, grilled onions, and horseradish mayo.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Or the Three Amigos, American cheddar and pepper jack. Okay. Or the Happy Waitress. Memories of how every Saturday night ended at the diner.
Where's
That's
my
it?
Gluten-free, dairy-free
That's it.
Version?
Okay.
You need one more that has, like, dairy-free cheese. Because they do make, like, a gluten-free, dairy-free
I know. My daughter's lactose intolerant, but...
And gluten-free bread.
That
you
would be
do
disgusting.
It.
That'd be like eating
you
fucking.
Can do
that
lettuce,
would be like eating Domino's
See,
if you live in New York.
That was your
no,
good answer.
It's
Chuck E. or Chuck E.
Cheese.
All right, ladies. Listen, it was great to meet you guys, and we look forward to actually
Yay.
Being in the same room together when Exotica
Likewise.
Comes back. Dan's gonna rifle off a bunch of dates. I'm gonna probably play the Jeopardy theme behind him, and then we'll.
Kiki, where can everybody find you online, Kiki?
There you go.
Remind everybody.
Okay, so. My number one place you could find me is my OnlyFans.
Oh my God. Sorry. Just exploded on you.
Wrong.
There you go.
Yes. Okay. OnlyFans.
Shot my load.
My OnlyFans is Clout Kiki. My Instagram is Official Kiki Clout. And my Twitter is Clout Kiki as well. And then you can Google me. You can Google me Kiki Clout. I have YouTube. I have Pornhub, Minivids. X videos. Yeah.
She got it all. Kiki
me
Clout.
And me, hit me up. Yes, I do.
She got it.
She seems
Costco.
So personable.
Costco, where can everybody find you?
On all my social media platforms. I also have a link tree. So, of course, I am Costco Akashova Official on IG. I am C Akashova on Twitter. And then, of course, on OnlyFans, I am fans Costco Akashova. And of course, in my bio, you'll find my link tree to everything else as well. So, whatever you need, I've got.
Very awesome. And you can find us at Exotica TV. And all about the
Look
show.
Look at all this.
Look at that.
so much. At Exotica.
Oh, it's so beautiful.
Go to Exotica.
Mainly find us at Venmo or PayPal at 3X events. Yes, that's
celebrate
the best.
Sexy. Why did you choose that? I don't understand that one.
Because we always called it a celebration of sexy. That was like the first.
I understand that, but I don't. Anyway.
Because you can't put Exotica because it's got three X's on it. So what do you call it?
And you need to talk about more than just, penises. It's not about vagina.
You know what? And we talk about Dan's vagina a lot.
Especially about my amazing.
You could find us. You know what?
Keys as well.
You could find us and Jay at the front row in the panel of All About Penises at our Exotica 2021 events this year. We will be in July 16th, 17th, and 18th in Chicago. And then in September, we're going to be in Miami, bitch. And that's woo-hoo! September 17th, 18th, and 19th. You notice a little theme here, Jay? Then we're coming on to Jersey.
Yeah.
Oh my.
Jersey, the one you don't want to miss either. That's the
October banger. 22nd, 23rd, and 24th. And December, we're wrapping things up now in D.C. for our first ever show there. The 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Come one, come all. I think that's right during Hanukkah. Hanukkah?
Because he's half Jewish.
Hanukkah. Anyway.
And where can we find
We want to thank everybody for coming.
If you go to exoticaexpo.com, everything's there. Or Twitter's like our go-to. Like, at Exotica is probably like our easiest, like,
are
Facebook and all that shit.
Are you the one that I contact if I want to get my own booth?
Probably. Was I the one that I might have replied to you, too? I'll search my email later. I think I've replied to everybody, so it should be. But look for my name in, like, your junk folder.
Jay throws me the scratch.
I find myself in people's junk folders.
And who do we got next week? Who do we got next week on the show, Jay? We have... I don't know who we have.
I don't know either. So we're just going to end it this week. You know, it was so good that we're... Exactly.
But ladies, thank you very much and hanging out with us for our hour and nine-ish. Nine-ish. Enjoy. The whiskey's done.
Oh, I have now, a sort of cherry.
Everybody, stay safe.
Stay sexy. Yay. And you know what? For now, here is your happy ending.
Yay! Oh.